Alfred of the Dragon's Halloween Adventure at Bolton Castle, Part 1. The night sky was inky black, which was just how Alfreda liked it. Perched on top of the southeast tower, she had an excellent view of Wensleydale, both east and west, and of Penn Hill, the fell that commanded the southern side of the valley. Darkness was her ally, as it hid her from the view of prying human eyes, but did not greatly impair her vision, dragons being able to see almost as well in the dark as they can during the day, a fact known to most children, but not many grown-ups. Lights from the farms and cottages dotted the hillside, whilst every now and then the headlights from a passing car would sweep across the fields, to be quickly extinguished as the vehicle passed around a bend in the road. None of these shone on Alfreda, high up on a tower, and it was just as if she was wrapped in a cloak of invisibility. Alfreda was content. She had eaten her supper and was waiting now for children in the local villages to begin their trick-or-treat adventures for Halloween. It was strange how quickly this event had become so popular. Lying in her disguise as a maze in the castle garden, she had overheard several of the parents complaining about this import from America, wherever that was. The old practice of bonfire night, or Guy Fawkes night, as many called it, seemed to be dying out. She could remember when many back gardens were lit by bonfires on November the 5th, or one huge fire was lit on the village green. There would be fireworks, toffee apples and potatoes baked in the hot ashes. Mums and dads, of course, would have a beer or a glass of wine, and there would be a lot of shouting and running about before the guy was eventually placed on top of the fire. The new celebration of Halloween seemed to be taking over. As she looked down the village street, she saw the first beams from torches make an appearance, almost underneath her nose. She knew several families were staying for half term in the two cottages on the right at the top of the hill. Sure enough, there were the children, running onto the grass, dressed in some fabulous costumes. Two were made up to look like witches, their faces painted, hats perched upon their heads, and wands outstretched, ready to perform some tricks if the treats were not forthcoming. Alfreda wondered if the children, or indeed the grown-ups, had any idea what used to happen to witches back in the time when she was a hatchling, as baby dragons were known. She forced the horrible images of what used to happen to those poor people all those hundreds of years ago from her mind. The majority of people did seem to be kinder and more caring these days, and hurting others and picking on them because they were slightly different was, thankfully, becoming rarer as the years went by. Her reminiscences were brought to an abrupt halt by the sound of sirens and flashing blue lights appearing in the valley. This was most unusual. An occasional ambulance or police car would sometimes race down the road, but to have so many coming from both Redmire and Carpaby at the same time was unheard of. Then, the unmistakable sound of a helicopter was heard coming from over the moors to the north of the castle, and a great beam of light could be seen probing the valley floor, ways to the east of the village. For a moment, her heart quickened. Had she been seen and found out by the grown-ups? No. She knew that the full moon that was starting to appear through the departing clouds wasn't yet high enough to pick her out, and none of the headlights or torches had come even close to spotting her. So, what was happening to this normally quiet valley tonight? Ray's voices from below brought her attention back, and looking down from a lofty perch, she saw a dark car slewed across the grass outside the castle entrance, and the parents of the children were stood with their arms around them, looking nervously at three men who had jumped from the vehicle, pointing something in their direction. Surely not, she thought to herself. Not at children. But the objects the men were holding were very clearly and definitely guns. Meanwhile, The blue lights were coming up the hill, and one had just appeared and stopped at the very end of the village street. The helicopter was coming closer, and it was obvious that she could not stay where she was for much longer. She was bound to be seen. But where should she go, and how was she going to help the children and their parents escape from this dreadful predicament? She couldn't just leave them, as she loved children, and all the children loved her. They knew how kind and caring she was, and, given a chance, what good fun she could be at playtimes. The guns the men were carrying could not hurt her, but she had to ensure that none of the families or the police officers come up the road were hurt by accident. She needed time to think and plan. But where to go so she couldn't be seen, but could stay hidden and keep an eye on what was going on? The solution suddenly became blindingly obvious. She would take up a post she had lived in for many years, several centuries ago, but had to relinquish when she was discovered by a horrible boy called Richard, who had told Lord Scroope where she was to be found. It was a time when grown-ups hunted dragons for their ears to use them in spells, so Alfreda was fearful of being caught. Fortunately, Henry, another child working the castle, had overheard the conversation and had rushed to warn her. She had escaped in the nick of time, but now she was going to disguise herself as the Northeast Tower again. Like all dragons, Alfreda was a scared Dugengan, a shapeshifter, and she could alter her body so it looked like something completely different. She peered down at the street below. The gunmen were pushing the children and their parents along the road between the castle and the church. The police cars had not yet arrived, and the few people who had stepped out of their houses to see what all the commotion was about had sensibly stepped back inside at the sight of the armed men. By now, the children and the robbers, because surely that is what they must be, had vanished round the west side of the castle, making for the stairs and the door. Taking her chance, Alfreda spread her huge wings and glided gently down to the floor. Within seconds, she had changed her shape, and the castle now had four towers for the first time in several hundred years. She was only just in time, as three police cars reached the top of the hill, screaming to a halt by the abandoned car of the other robbers, and two more were now racing down the village street, effectively blocking off the road. Just as the helicopter appeared overhead. The only way out for the robbers was on foot, and with the helicopter overhead, that would be impossible. They were trapped, but for the moment, so were the children and their parents. End of part 1.